Summer of Cricket's here. Henry Lawson.
The lovely Andrew Webster.
How are you? The summer of cricket is here, yes?
It is, and well, summer's been here for a while with this hot weather. It feels like cricket season.
Certainly does. Henry, we'll just start with Bangladesh. We were talking about the possibility, or we felt that the odds were that they weren't going to go. That's been confirmed. A genuine shame.
Oh, I look, shame all round. You know, from Bangladesh's point of view, they would have been really looking forward to that, to having Australia there, and during a period where they're playing some good cricket, they would have felt they had some chances to win that one, I would have thought. So genuinely disappointment from the players and also the fans in Bangladesh. LT2 was a big one, and Australia, of course, looking like having 7 year players in that first test match there compared to the Ashes. So what's to play for? And unfortunately, the fact is outside of cricket, it prevented it from happening.
Well, there's been a little bit of criticism from other, you know, from others overseas that you know, they could have toured, and that they're being too, you know, overly cautious. Like, you got to take the advice of DFAT, don't you, and just do what they say.
Yeah, look, I think err on the side of caution is the phrase to put to this one, isn't it? I mean, if you get it wrong, the consequences are dire. It's not as if you're going to have a minor problem. You may have a major problem. And, you know, look, I mean, I think in general, DFAT do take a very serious view. They're always on the very cautious side with all their travel warnings. Mm. So that's certainly true. But you know, there's already been two deaths in Bangladesh of foreign nationals. So you know, there's certainly some sort of threat there. As they say, you can never guarantee the safety. And you know, this, I think Cricket Australia have only got one choice, and that's to take DFAT's advice.
And the bonus, I suppose, is that the Matador Cup, the domestic one-day competition, gets those stars involved. And Steve Smith straight into it, another 100 the other day, along with Maddison as well, who's looking for a big year.
Yes, Steve Smith, you'd imagine that he might come back to a state cricket competition and not perhaps give it his 100% concentration, but that's not the case. He gave it absolutely everything the other day. He's been terrific around the squad. He's trained hard. He set a great example, and he went out and got 140 on not out and batted absolutely superbly. The bat is as wide as a barn door at the moment. And look, it was good that he batted a long time with Nick Maddison, because it was a very measured innings from Maddo, and that's a scary thing for opposition bowling teams, that if Nick's going to bat out, you know, 40, 50 overs, then he's going to make a big score. So it was quite a ruthless performance the other day. I mean, admittedly, against the Cricket Australia 11, which is a very young and inexperienced team. But Smith was ruthless, and I think we're going to expect to see that throughout this competition.
I love this quote from Aaron Finch yesterday. He said that Glenn Maxwell can be the best player in the world in all forms of cricket. Can Glenn Maxwell be a test match cricketer?
Well, the answer is pretty simple. That's yes and no. By hedging my bets. Well, look, he is a phenomenal talent. He does things that other people simply cannot do. He's also a talent that's quite unpredictable. And generally, we like predictability about our test cricketers. We'll put up with inconsistencies in the white ball forms of the game. But he can go out and test match cricket. He can get 100 off 40 or 50 balls and play the reverse sweep first ball for six and all that sort of thing. I don't think his game actually changes too much from red ball to white ball cricket. Mm. So he could go out and be successful in test cricket in the short term and fits and starts. His consistency is the issue. And then the selectors have to make that call whether they want a player who, you know, I hate the term the X factor, because people will always get it wrong. X factor is about being unknown. X is the unknown. Mm. And people like Mitchell Johnson aren't an X factor. They're just terrific fast bowlers when they're going. Glenn Maxwell is an X factor. You do not know what you're going to get when you turn up every day. Mm. But he's a brilliant fieldsman. He bowls, you know, serviceable off spin. But he's batting. It could be anything. It could be the most explosive, watchable innings you're ever going to see. Or he could get out reverse sweeping the very first ball he faces. Mm. It is the genuine X factor.
Yeah, it is. Oh, I think if he can lose premeditating when he gets to the white clothing, he'll be a whole lot more consistent. And finally, it's nice to see a famous surname coming through. I'm talking about Austin Waugh, Henry, very quickly. 15-year-old starring at the under-17 national championships.
Yes, yes, Austin's been coming up through the and he apparently has a very nervous father every time he goes out to bat. Look, I actually like his bowling. I've seen, his bowling's pretty handy. But you say he's only in that under-17 carnival at the moment. He's only just 16, I think, Austin. He was in under-15.
Yes.
But, yeah, he looks like he's going to have some talent. And as I say, the nice thing is I like his bowling, so I'll get to do a few sessions with him rather than... We won't worry about his batting. We'll let his father look after that.
Yeah. Good on you, Henry. See you soon.
All right, gentlemen.
Jeff Lawson, we thank you. The other cricketing story, Brett Lee, Un-Indian, the movie he acted in. It's coming out in Australia. It's being launched.
Can't wait.
Fantastic.